Welcome. Parsha Ki Tetzeh. Pasuk tells us, Hakim Takim Imo. It's in the context of when you see your friend's animal struggling under the weight of its load, so you can't leave it suffering like that. You have to help it out. So the halacha actually is, by the way, when it says Hakim Takim Imo, we learn something interesting from those words. Imo means that you have to help out the owner. Meaning, the owner can't come to you and say, do you see my animal struggling? Look in Parsha Ki Tetzeh. There's a pasuk there that says that you have to help out my animal. No, no such rule. The rule is that you help out the owner helping out his animal. If the owner is doing his share, then you have a mitzvah to help out the owner and the animal. But there's no responsibility on you to do it all by yourself. You do it with the owner. So if the owner just leaves you to do it on your own, then you're putter. As the pasuk says, the word emo. The Chafetz Chaim learns from these halachot an important lesson in general about when a person puts in his own effort to make something happen, or just leaves it to the mitzvah, to the Torah, to the siyata d'shmaya, etc. For example, he says when it comes to what we say at the end of Shemot Esrei, we say, Hashem, help me stop speaking Lashon Hara. Help me close my lips and my tongue from speaking Lashon Hara, from speaking negatively about other people. So if you're Mekadesh yourself Milamata, then Mekadesh Milamala, Kadesh Baruch Hu will answer your bracha, will give you Siyata Deshmai in your bracha, will help you stop speaking Lashon Hara. If you do your part to try and stop. Im hu ba'atzmon nishmar mizeh, azay min shamayim yazru. If you do your part to try and stop, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you speak less like Lashon Hara. Aval im mashlich adam zeh acharei ve'en osim u'ma lishar zeh, if you stop this right away, as in as soon as you're done with your Shemoneh Esrei, you turn to your friend and start speaking Lashon Hara, so how is it that you asked HaKadosh Baruch for it? So HaKadosh Baruch is going to be like, ah, he wasn't serious. He wasn't seriously asking me. And therefore, there's no need for me to help him. No need for me to answer his tefillah. Chafetz Chaim says the same thing is true regarding what we say in the paragraph of Ava Rabba. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help in enlightening us with Torah. Okay, so what do we do after davening? Do we immediately sit down and try to learn something? So then, there's on what to give you siyata d'shmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please enlighten us the Torah. Hari nam Torah techa, v'davek libeinu mitzvotecha, v'yachel levaveinu. Prepare our hearts and souls for this. We want siyata d'shmaya, we want to find it sleep, we want to be successful in our learning. So then, after davening, you sit down and you learn something. So then, a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes, ah, he's serious. If not, he says, and this is the Chafetz Chaim's mashal, says, imagine Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, I'm really broke, I really need to borrow money. Can I borrow $100? So Shimon goes, okay, come to my house at 5 p.m., I'll be home then, and I have $100 for you. I don't have it on me, but I have it there, so come to my house. And you know what? Comes 5 o'clock, Reuven never shows up. So though Shimon's happy to lend him the $100, Reuven never comes and asks for it. So how's he supposed to help him out? That, says the Chafetz Chaim, is what's happening here. You're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'ireinenu b'toratecha. A Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, that's a legitimate request. I will grant that request. Sit down at the table, take a Gemara, take a Mishnah, take a Book of Halacha, take whatever sefer, and Ha'ireinenecha, and then I'll enlighten your eyes. But what happens as soon as davening's over? By the time davening's over, he's halfway out the door. He's on his way to work. He's on his way to everything else he's doing. So his tefillah is not accepted. Because he goes, ah, he wasn't serious. Because he asked me to help enlighten him with the Torah, and then he doesn't learn. So the request gets rejected. The Masal Melech in the footnotes, he says that the Chafetz Chaim used this to explain Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. And the Torah tells us... When the Mishnah tells us, "Havim yamayim ba'esek vasek v'torah," so don't do too much business. Learn Torah, So it says, in Betalta min Torah, yesh lecha betelim harbe kenek. Therefore, if you are mevatel Torah, then there's many things that you'll be mevatel with. You'll come up with a lot of reasons to not learn. V'mamalta betorah, yesh leschar harbe liten lecha. And if you learn Torah, you're going to get a lot of schar. So Chafetz Chaim says, seemingly the lashon is strange. What do you mean? You're going to get a lot of schar? What do you mean? You're going to get more than you deserve? It should, you know, if you learn Torah, so you get the schar for learning Torah. Are you going to get more schar than that? So, you know, what does it mean, betelim harbe kenechdecha? What is the schar harbe? He says, rather, you have to understand, the yesod is that every single person is put in this world to learn Torah. And as long as you are using your time to learn Torah, so you're going to get schar. How can you just learn Torah? You need to earn a living. There's certain things you need to do. Basic human, you know, you need to do chesed, you need to spend time with your family, and there's all sorts of responsibilities on us. The Torah doesn't say, forsake all your other responsibilities, just learn Torah 24/7. That would be ridiculous. The Torah doesn't expect that of you. The Torah is saying, you have to learn Torah, that's the main thing. So when you're, well, I have to go earn a living. That's one of the responsibilities I have, is to be mefarnes, me and my family. So I have to spend time earning a living. So that's time. I'm not going to be able to be learning Torah. So the Torah doesn't fault you for that. It says, okay, spend the time helping your family, earning a living to support your family. The problem is, though, is that are all the reasons we're not learning, are they all these legitimate reasons that we can say, onus, rechmana patre. You were supposed to be learning. What can we do? I had to earn a living. Nope. Sometimes we do spend our time on, you know, life's frivolities, on wasting time, on things that we don't need to waste time. So then, this Mishnah says the Chafetz Chaim is telling you, if everything that you, every second you weren't learning, was spent on something important also, like earning a living, so the Torah is going to forgive you for all that time you were earning a living. But when you also waste time on all sorts of other meaningless pursuits, so then the Torah, Hashem saying, wait, so you weren't learning Torah for those reasons, so maybe I shouldn't even forgive the time of that you spent earning your parnassah. In other words, not that earning a parnassah is negative. Earning a parnassah is a positive thing. But the minute that I see that you're not so careful about your time, it's not that I learn the Torah all the time and accept what I need to do, so then I don't. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive for all that time you don't spend learning Torah because you're careful with other second. You're either learning or fulfilling one of your many important responsibilities. But if you also waste time on other things, so then Te'anesh Gam Ba'ad Azman She'tarach L'Parnasotcha, you're also going to be punished or judged for the time that you spent earning your parnasa. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Yesh lo schar harbe liten lecha. What's schar harbe? You're going to get the schar for your Torah learning. You'll even get schar for the time that you spend earning your parnasa, because you're considered onus rechmana patre. So in other words, you thought about learning, you wanted to learn at that time, but unfortunately you had to go work. So mala love that you're going to get, mala love akatov kilo asa, you're going to get the schar for having learned then. That's what the schar harbe or betelim harbe kenegdecha is. So that's what Akim Takimimo teaches you, says the Chafetz Chaim. It teaches you, you have to do your part. You can't just expect the bracha from an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just expect the friend to help you load your donkey. You can't just expect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you stop speak Lashon Hara. You can't just expect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahara Inenu B'Torah Techa, to just enlighten us with the light of the Torah. You also have to do your part. You have to do your hishtadlus, and you have to make sure that you're doing everything you can for your hishtadlus. Only then can you expect, just like only then, only when the owner is helping out the animal himself, can he expect his friend to have the mitzvah to help him out. And only when you're doing your appropriate hishtadlus to learn or not speak Lashon Hara, can you expect a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you out, to enlighten your eyes with Torah, and to give you the schar for all the Torah learning, as well as the time you didn't spend learning Torah, but you were fulfilling your many, many important life responsibilities. Shkayach.